Namanda, bütün namanda, bütün namanda, bütün namanda, bütün namanda, bütün namanda.
I'll begin my talk this morning by reading one of Shinran's wasan. This wasan was inspired by Shandao and is an expression of Shinran's deep appreciation for Shakyamuni and Amida Buddha. Koso wasan を拝読しますので、合唱をお願いします。Please join me in 合唱. Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and our mother, full of love and compassion for us, guiding us through various skillful means. They bring us to awaken the Supreme Shinjin. Shaka Amida wa jihi no bumo. Shushu ni zenkyo hōben shi. Ware ware ga mujō no shinjin o hokki seshi tamai keri to. Namandabutsu, 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 namandabutsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. This month of October is a month in which we remember Buddhist women here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple. In a couple of weeks, we'll be having our Eshini Kakushini, Lady Kujo, Lady Otani observance, as well as our BWA Women's Memorial, where we remember the great contribution of many of the leading women of our Jodo Shinshu tradition.
この10月にはよく仏教の婦人の方を忍ぶことがあって、特に絵師に子、各師に子、親鸞町人の奥さんと娘さん、または九条武子様と大谷義子様 の追悼法要、仏教婦人会の歴代のメンバーの追悼法要とともにお勤めすることがございます。
This morning I'd like to introduce to you the story of one of the somewhat lesser known women in our Jodo Shinshu history and tradition, whose story I feel is particularly meaningful for us this morning as we gather in remembrance of loved ones on the occasion of our Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial for the month of October.
で、今日はその絵師に行こうとか隠しに行こうほどほど有名じゃない、でもとてもありがたい歴史上のお念仏 の女性の方を皆さんに紹介したいと思います。
This woman's name was Okaru. Okaru, and she lived on an island, and she was born into a very humble situation. It's said that she was unable to read or write. She's unable to read or write, but she's known for her deep and profound poems expressing her appreciation of the Buddha Dharma. And it's said that she lived in a simple farming family, and so she would be working out in the fields, and she would get the idea. A poem would come to her. And so she would drop her farm equipment, drop her shovel or her hoe, and run to the local temple to recite this poem to the local priest and ask him to write it down. She would come charging into the temple and she'd say, you know, I'm here, it's Okaru, I just thought of a poem, please don't laugh at me, you know, but please write this down. So she had this deep appreciation of the Buddha.
オカル様という方は、妙高人としてとっても、ありがたい方で、本当に素朴な方で、字の読み書きもできずに、でも詩をたくさん残したというのは、詩が頭に思いついたらすぐに近くのお寺に走って、その近くのお寺のご住職さんにちょっと笑わないでくださいけど、今歌を思いつきましたから書いてくださいと言いまして、でその時に詩を読んだと言われることでございます。
And so Okaru is a very interesting woman because she underwent a great change in the course of her life.
まあ、おかる様は人生の中に大きな変更があったんですね。It said that she was a very lively girl as a child. まあ、とっても元気な娘さんですね。
And it's interesting because, you know, in Japan, just as here in the United States, historically, girls and boys have been held to different standards.
まあ、日本も歴史的には、女の子と男の子は違う扱いがあるんですね。
So, for example, you might say that, oh, that boy, he's got a lot of ideas and he loves to speak his mind.
まあ、あの男はいろいろ考え方があって、よく自分の考えてることを言うんですね。
For a girl, you might say, wow, she's really loud.
あの女の子がうるさいねと言われることがあります。
You know, one might say, oh, wow, that boy has great leadership potential.
あの男の子は将来、とてもいい人を示すリーダーである。
They might say, oh, that girl is bossy.
あの女の子はうるさいですねと言われることもありますね。
So it's not a reasonable or a fair standard. We don't always hold boys and girls to the same standard. And this was certainly the case in Okaru's time, where she, had she been born a boy, she perhaps would have been respected and raised up as one of the village leaders. But as a girl, she was apt to speak her mind. She had many good ideas. She was very intelligent, and she would be very forthright in her thinking and her thought. Not to be rude, not to show off, but just to be honest with people. And regrettably, was not appreciated by those around her. So much so that in her teenage years, at the time, boys and girls would generally marry at a very young age. Girls particularly would often be married off when they were still around 16, 14 to 16.
まあ、歴史上の、まあ、日本は、女の子がよく14歳とか16歳で結婚することになってたんですけど、そのオカルさんは、いろいろ自分の考え方とかを、直接言うから、その村の、男の子たちがみんな絶対女の子と決心しないと、絶対結婚しないと約束しました。
So all the boys in her village made a kind of pact with each other that none of them would marry her Okaru. They would all, she had sort of been spoken her mind so much that all the boys said, we won't marry her. And so when she came to marriageable age, her parents started to get very concerned and they were having a lot of trouble finding someone for her to marry.
そして結婚する年齢になるとなかなか結婚ができなくてちょっと困ってたんですね。
However, her parents eventually managed to, through a lot of very careful negotiation, were able to finally arrange a marriage for her.
そして、まあ、ご両親が一生懸命頑張って、その結婚の交渉ができたということですね。
However, her husband was not a particularly understanding individual.
しかし、その結婚した相手は、あまり理解のないような方だそうです。
And so he very quickly lost patience with his wife and began to spend more and more time away from home.
そして、まあ、妻のことはあまり仲良くできなくて徐々にちょっと家にいない時間が長くなったんです。
And finally he wound up leaving the island where they lived and going off and getting together with someone else.
そして結局その島を出て違う人とまあ、暮らすようになってたことですね。
And this really, really obviously broke Okaru's heart.
まあ、これはオカルさんの心をまあ、揺ぶったようなとても悲しい出来事でしたね。
And at that time, she began to go to the priest, her local village to seek his guidance.
そして、まあ、近くの、お嬢さんのところに、そのお寺の住職さんに、ちょっと相談に行くことになりました。
And, the first time she went into to see the priest, you know, she said, you know, I have this, you know, this problem. I'm very upset. My husband left me. How could he do that? And, you know, She just was, you know, complaining about her husband, you know, not without justification, sort of pouring out her heart to this priest and, you know, expecting that he would just sort of nod and say, oh, yes, yes, of course, I understand, you're right and he's wrong. But, you know, the priest said, perhaps you should look within your own heart and see what you find.
じゃあ自分の心をよく見てくださいと言われました。
And so, rather than encouraging her to continue to blame, this priest said, look within, see what you find. She wasn't happy to hear this at first. それを聞いたらあまり嬉しくはなかったですね。それを聞いて。聞きたくない話でした。However, she, over time, so she went off, she sort of stormed off fuming, そして怒って出て。And she, but as she thought about this, she began to look within herself and to see that all of this anger and all of this bad feeling she was feeling towards her husband was not solving any problems. It was just making her more and more unhappy. そして自分の心の中によく見て、自分がこういう、いく、そういう怒ったり、旦那さんが嫌になったり、そういうイライラする気持ちが何もならないから、やっぱりそれが癒しの道じゃないですね。So she said, I need to go back to this priest, because...You know, he's sort of shown me something here, and I'd like to understand more. So she became one of the most devoted listeners of the Dharma in her village. She would always go to the priest, to the temple, and was always came to say the Nembutsu, Namandabutsu, Namandabutsu. So much so that people began to think that she had kind of lost her mind. そして、まあ、いつもお寺に行って、いつもお寺に迷って、Namandabutsu, Namandabutsu と言われました。And so much so that people would say things because she had kind of an unfavorable reputation in the village. People would call her names and say things to her. But she would always just smile and nod and be very polite to everyone. そして心が変えて何の嫌なこと言われてもそういう優しい言葉が出てくるような人間になりました。So it was through hearing the teaching of the Dharma, through this encounter with the priest, that she came to look within and to see that Amida Buddha's great compassion was embracing her and offering her comfort. And by receiving the comfort of the Buddha's wisdom, she was able to show kindness and compassion even towards her husband. So much so that she was able to eventually...he came back and he met her and he saw her and he thought, wow, she's really changed. And he came to recognize his own faults through her kindness, not because she yelled at him and scolded him, but through seeing the kindness that she showed, the compassion of the Buddha working through her in her daily life. そして、まあ、旦那さんがこういうとっても優しく穏やかになった奥さんは一回戻ってきてみると、自分のことも反省することになりました。奥さんが、ああ、こんな私も悪かったなと思うようになって、旦那さんも夫婦はもう仲良くなったと言われます。And that they would go together to hear the teachings of the Buddha to the temple. そして共にお寺に参るようになりました。And so to me, this is a beautiful story of how the teachings of the Buddha, the Nembutsu, the great compassion of Amida Buddha in a family situation can...turn our hearts around and help us to live more harmonious and kind relationships with each other.
これはまあまさに仏様のお慈悲が自分の心に照らされたら、いろいろ気づいたら、またまあ穏やかで仲良く暮らせることができるというありがたい教えだと思います。
I think in looking at the example of Okaru, we can see the example of someone who, rather than blaming others,for the difficulties and the great injustices she surely faced in life, was able to change her heart and realize great joy in the midst of great difficulty.
まあいろいろ周りの人のせいにするとか、まあ確かに不公平なことはいくらでも多分経験してきたと思うんですけど、それにも負けずに自分の心をよく見つめて優しさと。そういう仏様の知恵が自分の心に照らされて展開することができたというありがたい方でございます。
So as we reflect today, we gather here to remember our loved ones on the occasion of our October Shotsuki Hoyo. And we reflect on the great kindness and perhaps the patience that they showed us.Oftentimes we don't remember with those of us who have had experience spending time with small children. Small children will often do and say things that can be very frustrating for grown-ups, but children don't even realize what they're doing. And, but as parents, or grandparents or aunts or uncles or family friends, we show patience and kindness towards those children. Those loved ones we remember at our Shotsuki Hoyo service, surely looking back on it, we can remember many ways in which they were kind and patient with us. But perhaps there are ways that things we don't even realize, ways in which they showed their kindness and their patience toward us without even realizing it. And through that kindness, that love that we don't even realize, we were able to grow up and become what we are today. The compassion of the Buddha is very much the same way. Even at times when we don't realize how the Buddha's teachings are supporting us and guiding us in our life, they're still there as a kind of a background, as a support, showing us the correct way forward. And in that way, we don't often directly understand or appreciate how much we benefit from the wisdom that the Buddha left behind for us in his teachings. Okaru had a very deep appreciation of this truth and a sense of the Buddha as a parent, as did Shinran in the passage that I read. Shinran says, Shakyamuni and Amida. Shakyamuni Buddha is the historical Buddha. Amida Buddha is the Buddha that we have here in our Onaijin, the Buddha of immeasurable wisdom and compassion. Shinran says, they're our father and our mother, full of love and compassion for us. Shinran Chonin wa Shakasama to Amida Nyorai ga Jihi no Otousan to Okasan de aru to yun desu ne. And that they're guiding us through various skillful means. And bring us to awaken supreme in trusting in the truth of the Buddha's teaching. So this is a profound insight that I think is very meaningful for us on this occasion of Shotsuki Hoyo, as we remember parents, grandparents, and friends and loved ones who have passed over to the other shore. And let us take deep understanding that just as the Buddha for us is like a mother or a father, that our parents and loved ones, those who have gone over to the other shore, now for us are Buddhas, guiding us in a correct direction. I'd like to conclude my talk this morning by reading one of the poems that Okaru wrote that expresses her deep appreciation of this truth. 最後に、Okaru 様が書いた、詩を読んで終わりたいと思います。1. Wishing to save a single daughter, my honorable father and mother, Amida, endures hardships. 一つとえ、一人の娘を助けんと、父母様は、ご観難。 2. Thanks to Amida's repeated vows in order to save me assuredly, Amida's six-character name, I bow and receive. 2つとえ、再び名乗りの印には、おろこじ様をご配慮。 3. Amida's sacred vow never to return the daughter to this Saha world, thus promised. Mitsu toe, misu musume o furusato ni kaeshi wasenu, tono goseigan. The daughter raises her face wet with tears, finally realizing the truth. I never knew. Yotsu toe, yo musume wa kao o age. Koyu koto to wa shiranda. 5. Wherever I go, a journey of flowers, led by Kanon and Seishi, always guided. Itsutsu toe, itsu maritemo hana no tabi kanon seishi ni izanaware. 6. The daughter heard the calling voice and rose to her feet. Oh, her mother, how nostalgic. Mutsu toe, musume wa kite tachi agari. No kasama ka natsukashii ya. 7. Because the daughter knows nothing at all, the comforting parent is always concerned.
Nanatsu toe, nani mo shiranu musume yue. Nagusumu oya no monoanji, monoanji.
8. Trudging alone at night, barefoot, Amida invites the daughter to a flower wagon.
Yatsu toe, yamaji tobo tobo, kachi hadashi, hono musume oba, hanaguruma,
9. How patiently Amida has brought me thus far, morning and evening, I offer thanks.
Kokonotsu toe, kore hodo made no goyoiku. Asayu nido no ore made.
10. From time immemorial, Amida's vows that I shall not grieve in hardships.
To toe, to kara nanori ga aru yue ni uki kannan wa sasenu zo to.
How grateful I am when I humbly look at myself. I find there a plum brought to fruit against my will.
Arigataya, wagami no yue o nagamureba muri ni sakaseshi muro no yumi kana.
Namandabutsu. I invite you to join me in gashi. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namandabutsu. 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 Namandabutsu.